Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Gossip Columns. My name's Dan Tracy and once again I'll be discussing who is going where in January. Let's not muck about, I've only got 10 minutes of your time, so let's go straight in. And today, once again, it's Chelsea. They seem to be dominating this series, and this morning they're now saying that they are going to go for Gonzalo Higuain when yesterday they said they weren't. So, we love rumours, don't we? What do you believe? This is from The Sun, so take that with a pinch of salt as per. They're saying that Chelsea are going to close in on a deal for him, and it also means that Alvaro Morata will go to Milan, because let's not forget that Higuain's on loan from Juventus, so Milan don't want to lose a striker, so if Higuain goes to Chelsea, Morata fills that gap. You get the idea, it's basically the moving of the deck chairs on the Titanic, really. In fairness, though, it could be something of an upgrade, because Morata, as I've said on countless episodes, I've done 4 before, but Morata is obviously not really pulling up as many trees as Chelsea would have liked in Stamford Bridge, so this might work out as beneficial to all parties. Morata has had a good spell before in Serie A with Juventus, so it would be interesting to see what he could do at the San Siro. Up next, and we stay in Milan, we stay in the San Siro, and they're considering selling Frank Kessié to either Chelsea or Tottenham. So Chelsea and Milan could be doing a lot of business here, especially when you remember that Bakayoko is on loan at Milan, so it could be a case of you keep him, we'll take Kessié. Milan will be probably thinking, we don't really want Bakayoko, he's not that good, we've learned that as well. So it could be, again, Bakayoko's the sort of man in the middle where he just doesn't know if he's coming or going. Tottenham could be a potential avenue because they have taken an approach from Beijing Sonobo Guan. Yes, that Chinese powerhouse of football. They've made an offer for Moussa Dembele, which when you consider he's out of contract at the end of the season, it might be a case where they think, do you know what, he has been a great player over the last couple of seasons. I don't think he's quite been a club legend. I think he's certainly been great, but unfortunately I think father time and injury has finally got the better of the Belgian, and it might be a case where Daniel Levy weighs up all the options and thinks, you know what, let's get some money for him, because he is a bit of a ruthless businessman, isn't he? So it wouldn't be the biggest surprise. I know Tottenham are sort of desperately short in midfield. I know we didn't necessarily show that against Tranmere last night, but at the same time, it is Tranmere. We can't be expecting to play them every week and roll them over 7-0. So it might be a case of one in and then Dembele leaves, but if we did sell him regardless, I don't think we'd miss him all that much because of his injuries. Moving on. Denis Suarez, no relation to Luis Suarez, of course, but he, the Barcelona midfielder, is close to joining Arsenal, which, when you consider he's previously been linked with Everton and West Ham, it just seems to be Denis Suarez plus Premier League club equals transfer rumour. So if it happens, it happens. I don't know. But we've seen the player linked with a whole host of English clubs before, so don't get overly excited. I mean, if he did go to Arsenal, it could be a very good capture. It could be because Aaron Ramsey might be moving to Juventus this month. Unai Emery, obviously, will want him to the end of the season. Ramsey's probably pushing for that move now. You know, if you're sort of thinking, if I'm not wanted in North London between now and sort of, well, after May, shall I say, then why should I really stay around? Especially when the likes of Turin are calling. It might be too tempting and just sort of think, do you know what, come on, let me go, look, my time is done. So if Ramsey moves on, it might be a case of Suarez comes in. You'll find that's what's going to happen, really. It's a case of moves are only really going to happen. It's like the domino effect, shall I say, where if Ramsey goes, Suarez in. If Higuain goes, Morata in. So you all need to sort of be filling the gaps that someone else has sort of left behind. Moving on, and Newcastle, they're not buying anyone, but they might be getting bought because, once again, this rumour rears its ugly head, and that is Peter Kenyon. He's got an ugly head as well, actually, come to think of it. Peter Kenyon has been linked with buying Newcastle, but we hear this every year, don't we? You know, Newcastle selling club, fans get excited, hip hip hooray, then the club's not sold, and then the whole negative turmoil kicks in once more. And I think Newcastle fans have just, like I said yesterday, they got to the point where they're bored of the news now. They if it happens, it happens, but they're not going to get too excited. So, again, pinch of salt territory with that one. Liverpool, they're not going to allow Adam Lallana to leave on loan this month. Again, someone who's been, I won't say, well, yeah, ravaged by injury, perhaps. He's just had a real unfair, unlucky run over the past couple of years. For him personally, he'd probably like to get some game time under his belt. But Liverpool will probably be thinking, right, you know, we're 4 points clear in the Premier League. We can't let too many of our players go. I know Dominic Solanke left yesterday, a done deal to Bournemouth, which when you consider it's what, was it 19 million? or something in that region. Crazy money, really. But that's just the market these days, isn't it? So they've already lost him. I think Nathaniel Klein's gone on loan to Bournemouth as well. So they can't let too many more players go. And I don't think the Lions are going to be afforded that luxury. Fenerbahce have tried to get Lallana. It's popped up in a couple of sources. Again, I mean, whether he'd want to go to Turkey, I think that is obviously the main crux of the issue. I mean, it might be. I don't know if it's Premier League minutes he wants or just minutes. Fenerbahce is always a bit of a hot house to go to, but it wouldn't be a bad place to go to either. But, you know, I think this is all a moot point because, like I say, I think Liverpool aren't willing for that to happen. Manchester City now, and they look like they're going to unfortunately miss out on the signing of Jean-Claire Todibo, with the Toulouse centre-back set to be joining Barcelona. So a finger in the eye for City there, because usually they seem to get their man, but unfortunately not this time around. Whether this was sort of a future earmarked centre-back to sort of, I don't know, not be the heir apparent necessarily of Vincent Kompany, but someone to add to those ranks, because they've got a Kompany ultimately, and they're not going to last forever. So it would have been an ideal sort of signing for the future, but it looks like it's not going to happen. And one move that may not happen, or might happen actually, is Reece Oxford might be going to Arsenal in the summer. That is, if he doesn't go to Borussia Mönchengladbach first. He's been linked with a move there this month, but he may weigh up his options and think, do you know what? The Bundesliga has been great, but it would be great to sort of stay at home, so to speak. I know Arsenal have been long linked with him, should I say. So this will be an interesting one. I guess he has to sort of weigh up what he wants to do. If he goes to Borussia Mönchengladbach, then it's pretty much guaranteed football. If he goes to Arsenal, then you're sort of one of many competing for places. And yeah, an interesting toss-up for Oxford on that one. Tottenham, no transfer news, but they are looking resigned, should I say, to lose Toby Adeviro, because they've activated the clause for the new contract. So, I mean, it's been extended, but don't get your hopes up, Tottenham fans, me as myself, because it looks like he'll be sold for £25 million. It looks like, you know, that's the deal breaker. So, unfortunate, if it means that Tottenham can somehow win the Champions League with him to the end of the season, then great. If we somehow win, if we win a trophy, basically, then I think the ends might just justify the means. I don't think a lot of fans will be happy with that statement, but at the same time, I think sometimes you've got to look at just not the spreadsheet of net spend and your balance and things like that. You've got to look at actually what tangible benefit a player of that ilk can do for you. If he doesn't want to stay, he doesn't want to stay. So at least we're not going to lose him for nothing. It will be galling if he does go. It'd be more galling if he goes to someone in the Premier League. If he goes abroad to someone like PSG, then you just have to sort of think, okay, do you know what? It is what it is. That's absolutely fine. But I think the only thing that could stop him from going is if we have to really win a big trophy. Now, I don't think the League Cup will be enough to sort of to keep him at the new stadium. I was going to say North London, but wherever we play. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case, unfortunately. It's going to have to be something a bit more bigger. It's going to have to be the Champions League or the Premier League, really, for that to sort of say to Adeviro, right, we're not a team that's just going places. We've arrived now. Do you want to stay or you should stay? That's the decision that can only really be made if that happens. So it could be wishful thinking. PSG, they have, looks like, beaten Tottenham for the race to sign Adrien Rabiot. Because, no, they haven't, that's wrong. They are going to be losing Adrien Rabiot because he's off to Barcelona on a free transfer. Now, the midfielder said that he didn't want to go to Tottenham, which is a bit, you know, a bit naughty, but at least he's honest. He said that, you know, it's a club under his sort of ideals, really. Barcelona, I mean, really, let's be honest, if I was a footballer, which I'm not, but if someone said to me, do you want to play for Barcelona, do you want to play for Tottenham? It's a bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it? So I don't blame him. Good luck to him and all that. West Ham and Manuel Pellegrini has denied any suggestions that Andy Carroll and Marko Arnautović could be leaving in January. I mean, that's the last thing they want to do, and that's the last bit of news today. So my name's Dan Tracy. This is the Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.